Our gospel this morning comes from the 9th chapter of the gospel according to Mark. Mark's gospel presents the transfiguration as a preview of what would become apparent to Jesus' followers after he rose from the dead. Confused disciples are given a vision of God's glory manifest in the beloved Son. The Holy Gospel, according to Mark chapter 9, beginning with verse 2. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain, apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who was talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for he was terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. I would love to know what Peter, James, and John were thinking as they followed Jesus that day up a high mountain, apart, by themselves, as the text says. Did they have any idea that they would be entering into a thin space, a space where the barrier between God's holiness and this earth was just a whisper away? I wonder what they thought that day as they walked up that mountainside. Here in this space, and in worship spaces like this around the world, on this day, at least in churches that follow a liturgical calendar, we are making a pivot. We are shifting from the season of Epiphany, the season of light, the season of aha, Christ being made known to us, to the season of Lent, a more contemplative time as we begin a journey toward the cross and resurrection. The Epiphany season is bookended with pronouncements from God. It begins at the baptism of Jesus that happened way back, and we celebrated it here on the first Sunday in January. The text that day was the text of the baptism of Jesus. Jesus had come to the Jordan River, met John the Baptist there, and there in the waters of the Jordan, he was baptized. And as he came up out of the water, the heavens were torn apart, Mark tells us, and a spirit descended like a dove, and it lighted on him. And then Jesus heard these words, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Today's text, the ending text for the season of Epiphany, we find ourselves up on a high mountain with Peter, James, and John. We witness the transfiguration, this glowing of Jesus, and then the two giants of the faith, Elijah and Moses, coming into their midst as well. And if that wasn't enough, a cloud descends upon all of them, and out of the cloud comes the words, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." On the mountain, Peter, James, and John have entered into a thin space. So you may or may not have heard of that term before. But if you do a quick Google search, your computer screen will be filled with options of things that you can read about and ponder. History has it that it was Celtic Christians, centuries and centuries and centuries ago, who first used the phrase to define the distance between heaven and earth, and that when you come into a thin space, it is almost as if the two have collapsed together. Like these two realms, there is a porousness between them. I've wandered into thin spaces before, almost unknowingly. A place where a sense of calm, wonder, and awe sense sets in. A sense that God is most certainly present in that space. You don't always recognize it immediately as you enter into a thin space. Sometimes it takes some wonderment. One time it happened in a hospital corridor. I was serving as a pastoral intern, half-time in a hospital, serving as a chaplain. I had been called to the pediatrics ICU unit. There was a young child there. She wasn't doing well. We gathered around, parents and staff doing their work, me getting to know parents. The afternoon stretched on for several hours, and it did not end well. The young one died. I continued to work with parents and family and staff, praying, wondering where God was in the midst of this. And finally, I left the pediatric ICU. I was out in the corridor, and I can still remember this. There was a bank of glass windows that stretched the entire corridor. Across those windows, you could see the rooftops of other parts of the hospital, and beyond that were green trees and park-like setting. And as I walked into that corridor, all of the sudden, there was just a huge sigh. Ugh. And as I let out that sigh, I knew it was the Holy Spirit. A thin space. That if anything good had happened over these couple of hours of ministry with this family and staff, if anything that had been said that was helpful or supportive, it was not of me, it was of the Holy Spirit. God was present, carrying, holding, caring for. The thin space in today's text is not in a church or a synagogue or in the temple in Jerusalem. It was a mountain, away from all of the other demands that had been chasing after Jesus day after day after day, the crowds that would come and press in on him, the people that were reaching out with their hands to grab a hold of just a bit of him, their voices crying out after him. No matter where he went, he was chased. But here, away, a thin space opens. Jesus becomes dazzling in appearance, and giants of the faith join him. It is there in the wilderness that a thin place emerges, and unexpectedly the disciples are caught up in it. Thin spaces. Moments in time where the realm of earth and heaven almost touch are available to each and every one of us as well. Now, we can't manifest them. We can't make it happen. But we can set ourselves in spaces to open up the possibility. To find them, I would invite you to set aside all that is clamoring after you. the schedules, the work, the expectation the world has laid on you or that you have laid on yourself. Put aside your hurriedness and your phone and maybe even your watch and come away just as Jesus did, apart, and then listen. Worship spaces can become thin spaces when we give ourselves over to the music or the liturgy or the word of God. Our minds can be transported to a realm where God seems so very real, almost as if we could physically reach out and touch God. We can be transported to such places as we take bread and wine in our hands and understand that this is truly Jesus' body and blood given for you. We can enter a thin space at a baptismal font as we marvel at the words that are spoken in the midst of baptism. These words we prayed just a bit ago, pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. In those waters, we see God marking a child as God's very own by the power of the Holy Spirit, most certainly present with us. And we are invited this day to run our hands through those baptismal waters, remembering that God has spoken over us as well. Thin places. Come in living room easy chairs as well. As you just sit pondering and praying words of Scripture and the inviting and challenging words that might come from a devotional writer, thin places manifest when you are alone in a wilderness spot beside a lake, sitting on a rock overlooking rolling prairies, standing beside a trail, places where you can speak to God all that is on your heart and then allow quiet to engulf the entirety of your being, listening, waiting, seeking. When thin places arise, it's a sense that God's words spoken to Jesus are being written into your very being. You are my child, the beloved. In the midst of it, you know that you are held and loved by the Creator of all that exists. May you have the strength to follow the path Jesus laid, to come away to a quiet place, apart, and then just listen. Thanks be to God. Amen.